Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord. Would you please be seated? A common theme in literature and in movies, ever since movies have been made, I guess, the past 100 years, is pitting good versus evil. The movies are nothing more than entertainment, and yet we get so invested in the stories. They don't impact us at all, and yet we get drawn into them, hoping that the good guys will win. Luke writes, "Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness." And Jesus is baptized, and immediately he is led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And because he hadn't eaten for almost 6 weeks, the devil first appeals to Jesus' human needs. "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Now, it doesn't sound like a big deal. What's the harm of making some food to take away his hunger? And Jesus resists turning the stones into bread, because if he had done so, he would have been saying that he didn't trust the Father. In the second temptation, Satan tries to deceive Jesus, saying, "Just bow down to me and I'll give you everything. You'll have the power and glory that are rightfully yours, and all you have to do is worship me." And he's, of course, lying, because the kingdoms of the world aren't his to give. He has no power to dictate what belongs to whom. But his temptation is more devious than an offer of power, because he's tempting Jesus to avoid suffering and the cross. "Oh," he says, "Jesus, you can be king without all that bad stuff." And Jesus responds basically with the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods." And for the third temptation, the devil tries to turn the tables on Jesus. If Jesus is going to quote the Bible, then the devil's going to turn it around on him. "So the devil says, it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." That sounds reasonable. God will protect Jesus. It's clear right here for us to see. We know that, surely. Jesus must jump off the temple to prove himself to himself that God will love and protect him. And if Jesus jumps off and God saves him, all is good. And if not, then obviously God doesn't love him. But Jesus is not going to call into question God's care and protection. And going back to our Old Testament reading, it talks very clearly about God's care and protection for Israel. And Jesus trusts that things will be as they need to be when it's time, and he's not going to try and force the Father's hand in an act of testing. Now, it's easy to listen to this account and not realize what's really going on. And we have to realize that it's not just another story of the good guy winning. This is Jesus locked in a life and death struggle. Because Jesus' battle with the devil has eternal consequences. And in case we think it was easy for Jesus to resist the devil, because he's the Son of God, it wasn't that way at all, I believe. Because Jesus is true God, but he is also true man. And as a man, he was just as susceptible to the devil's temptations as we are. Hebrews 4 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." So are we tempted not to trust God to keep his promises? Are we tempted to focus only on earthly bread and not the word of God? And it doesn't matter that Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. He knows the temptations of today just as much as those of his childhood and time of earth. And since he knows what it means to be tempted in 1,000 different ways, he is going to be with us and help us to withstand evil. Hebrews 4 also says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need." He wants us to come to him because he will help us. He will strengthen, guide, and arm us for our daily battles. As Paul says, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. He remained faithful because he knew there was a bigger picture. And that's one of the things that's key to remember about all Lent observance, and as we go through Easter celebration, there is a bigger picture. And that's what today's account is all about. And that's what his passion is all about. It's about how Christ has conquered evil, and in him we can know comfort and strength in everything that we face each and every day. Now the peace, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in him, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen.